Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us Patricia Koslag from Bereavement Support Lanark County joining us once again here. Patty, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you, Bob. I'm so happy to be here.
This is an incredible service that you folks are offering. It's a great organization, and it's one that many people may not know exists in our county. So before we really get into talking about some of the services that you offer, tell us about Bereavement Support Lanark County. When did it start, and how did you get to where you are now?
Well, it started with, we were volunteers with the Home Support Lanark County, and doing some bereavement support there. And then we were privileged to have some wonderful training as a group. And we were given that we did three certifications, but home support is not mandated to have a community support for bereavement. And we really wanted to use what we had learned and how we had grown in our own grief. So we were independent now. We're an independent group of community volunteers. We're neighbors of everyone listening, and we just want to support people in their grief journey.
So let's talk about that grief journey a bit. Explain to us what bereavement support actually is.
It's creating a safe space for people who are grieving to be able to talk about what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, to have some little educational piece perhaps around what grief is. It's very normal. It's not an illness. And trying just to help people normalize what they're experiencing and support them while they do their grieving. We've all lost people in our lives, and we've all grieved. So we know the value of sharing that journey.
It must be difficult at times because grieving is such a personal thing, and it is so very different for each person. There's no one size fits all. How do you manage to fit all that in?
Well, as our trainer Maria Klyavkov said, you are your own grief expert. How people grieve is how they grieve, and there's no right or wrong way. So we create that space. People share their stories, and so often one story resonates with another person, and people realize this is normal. I'm not going crazy. I will find a way to walk with my grief. We don't get over our grief. We just learn to walk with it and to accept it. And grief is the other side of love. So if we've loved, we'll grieve.
Is there any sort, like you call it a journey? I imagine for some people, it's getting to an acceptance to live with it, but also returning to happiness when you think of those people.
Yes, there is a progression, so to speak, of people and their journey, and it's to learn to live your new way of being in the world. Whether you've lost a spouse or a child or a friend, you have to figure out how you're going to be in the world without them physically in your life. You're never going to not have them in your life because their influence and their love will always be a part of who you are. But it's to find ways to be in the world. We've had groups where we've seen how people have learned to have contractors into their home when they never had anything to do with taking care of the house. People just encourage one another, and they give each other their own experience and their own story. We don't give advice. We're not counselors. We're not professional counselors. We're creating a safe space for people just to hear their own story and share it with others and figure out their way.
I think it's important too. You mentioned that you're not counselors. You are a group of community trained volunteers who are doing this. Well, I guess that's a good question. Why are you doing this? It can be very difficult to help someone deal with grief, but why are you doing it?
Because we know the benefit of it. We know the benefit of walking with others when we're grieving. And the only way out of grief is to grieve. So we've all lost somebody, and many of us have gone through groups ourselves and know the benefit of that experience. So that's what we, it just makes us feel better. It makes us feel human, and we're passing it on. And people who go through some of this grief support end up being volunteers themselves.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, did you go through, and I'm not obviously asking you for personal details, but did you go through something similar yourself and then sort of have a moment where you said, wow, this was really helpful for me. I would really like to help other people, you know, at least guide them towards this and help them out on their own journeys.
Yes. Well, and where I found a great deal of enlightenment about how it helps to share was in my training as well, because we were a group of 10 to 12 people from the area who trained for almost a year together in different certifications, and just sharing our stories and seeing how different people grieve, and that it's all normal. It's all part of it. Nobody's going crazy. They're grieving. And so, yes, and to take the time, that's a big thing. People in our society tend to push it down and try and get on with life. Well, when you push it down, it doesn't leave. It's there. It's just being ignored, and it'll come up at some point.
Patty, is it difficult sometimes when you're, yes, when you're helping someone through? It must be. I mean, you're human.
Sure. I mean, your sorrow is my sorrow. You know, when I'm hearing someone who's really sad and lonely, of course, yeah, that certainly touches our heart, for sure.
I suppose for some people, it can even be triggering in certain instances, but that's part of the process, is also realizing, like, you know, if somebody's experience has triggered your reaction, then that means they've gone through it too, and you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And when we took the courses also, we looked at self-care and knowing when to step back and when we're gathered, it isn't about our story. It's giving space for others to share their story. We also do one-on-one work for people who aren't comfortable in a group, as much as volunteers are available. So there's that avenue as well. There's a walking group starting up, which it'll be a small group of people, and they go for a walk and share as they walk. So there are different ways to be with people as well. The group seems to be very helpful for a lot of people because they get to hear other stories and realize they're not alone. But for others, one-on-one or walking groups are, we have closed groups, which are about 8 weeks long, very small group of people who share their stories. And then we have open groups, which have topics, and you don't have to register. You just come when you want, and you take in the topic.
Well, I was going to ask, could people go to like one session if they felt the need, or do they need to sign up for a series? Or
closed groups, you commit to the 8 weeks, but mm-hmm. The open groups, you can drop in whatever night you want and whatever topic you're interested in. We have a Facebook page and a website, and we post there what the topics will be. We also have people doing, Laurie Clark is doing a grief circle for youth. We had a session on at the library, grief and COVID, because of so many losses during COVID, not just death. We have a guest speaker, Linda Hochstetler. She's coming in September 30th to speak about grief. So we have a lot of events that we're planning. And
there's also, and we'll get to actually some testimonials in just a moment, but there's also some information sessions that are taking place starting tonight in Carleton Place, followed by Perth tomorrow, and then Smiths Falls on Thursday. So let's talk a little bit about those for a moment, Patty, if we could.
Yes.
So I guess the information session will basically be the same. We'll go over where they're happening in just a couple of minutes, but what are you going to be providing at these?
So we're just introducing ourselves to the community. telling them the different types of support we're going to offer, and answering any questions that people have around bereavement support. We will we won't talk about any of the topics tonight as such. We will talk about what those open groups will look like, you know, some of the parameters around confidentiality and things like that. But it's more an information night to introduce people to what is available in the community and what will be available and what we're hoping to offer and what they want, what they need.
Absolutely. You're showing them the car tonight. They just don't get to drive it yet, right?
That's right.
So
and may I just say, Bob, it's 5:30 to 6:30 at those three locations.
And the three locations starting tonight in Carleton Place at Barker Funeral Home, which is 19 MacArthur Avenue. So again, that's tonight. And you said the time is 5:30 to 6:30. In Perth, it's going to be at the library at 30 Harriet Street. And that, again, 5:30 until 6:30. And then on Thursday, we're going to be in Smiths Falls. You're going to be in Smiths Falls at Lannan Funeral Home, which is 33 Main Street East. And once again, 5:30 to 6:30. Everyone is welcome, of course.
Everyone is welcome.
And it's not just people who are experiencing the grief themselves, but you may be close to someone who is too, and you want to maybe you want to help them, or you know, make a suggestion that this could be something that they could really benefit from.
That's right. Or you may work in a field where you're coming into people's stories when they're grieving, and you want to know what's out there. So
for sure,
many now, reasons.
One of the things that you promised me before we started this is that you were going to have some testimonials from participants who, and really this is a question that people will have is, does it help? Well, we're about to learn firsthand that it does indeed. So I ask you please to share those, Patty.
Okay, Bob. So we just had a group finish in Perth a couple of weeks ago, and they had a follow-up, and some of the feedback included this. It offered them a safe space to share, sometimes with tears, as they explored their experience of grief. Learning from other participants in their stories normalized their own. They found commonalities, connection, and healing. A second one, understanding the vulnerability of the guarded heart and having the courage to look towards their grief, found where the love remains in memories and honoring those moments. Third, to see what self-care looks like in our new way of living. And to allow joy to return, knowing that there will be moments of grief bursts. And that inside the pain of a grief burst, in missing them, is a love that continues through our new connection with our loved ones.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it certainly can be beneficial for people to I know it. It does take some courage to step out and share our pain, but, you know, a load shared is less heavy, and a safe space to just talk is sometimes rare when it comes to grief, because families don't want to hear it, or you're protecting your children so you don't talk about it, or, you know, there are many reasons why you can't talk to the people closest to you.
I understand why it is an emotional experience for everyone involved. I want to thank you and all of the volunteers who do this, because it can't be easy. And really the service you are offering is just incredible, Patty.
Well, we feel the value is there and the need is there, and we're happy to do it.
Early on in this conversation, you said the only way out of grieving is to grieve. I think you've shown us how true that is here today. I know this is not the last time you and I will be speaking. We look forward to our next conversations to make sure that people know that you are out there, that you are there to help out. And for anyone who would like to get more information, you've got a pretty comprehensive website that's available for people.
Yes. Yes, we have a website. It's bereavement support, Lanark County, fully spelled out, .weebly.com. And we have a Facebook. Oh, sorry.
No, please go ahead.
We have a Facebook, bereavement spelled out, and then SLC for support, Lanark County. And we have an email, bereavementslc@gmail.com. And we would love to hear from anyone.
Absolutely. And if you take a look at that website, and obviously the links are all there with the social media as well, and you can email for more information, you will find the information for those sessions that are taking place over the next 3 days and so much more. But once again, the first information session takes place tonight in Carlton Place, the Barker Funeral Home, 19 MacArthur Avenue, from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. Then they're in Perth tomorrow, 30 Harriet Street. And then on Thursday, Smiths Falls at the Lannan Funeral Home, 32 Main Street East. So we invite people, obviously, to go out there. You never know what kind of help you could find. Patty, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. And like I said earlier, I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much, Bob, for having me.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Patty Kosleg from Bereavement Support, Lanark County. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.